right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, this week, Senator Joseph Lieberman felt he had to beat a hasty retreat when he was made to feel uncomfortable where?
He would feel uncomfortable just about anywhere, right? I mean...
When he was made to feel more uncomfortable than usual...
Where? All right. Was it a convention of...
He knew things were turning bad when someone crushed his little milk carton and someone else pelted him with tater tots.
Was he at a preschool?
No, the people there only were behaving like they were in a preschool.
Okay, milk carton, tater tots. Was the Republican playgroup?
Republican
playgroup?
Does anybody else know? Can I throw it open to the panel?
Gosh, I wish I'd read
I'm
the
I'm guessing
paper.
It was in Idaho.
No.
We're all so
Or it was at the Democratic, the cafeteria.
Paul Provenza has it.
The Senate or House cafeteria.
Remember the kid who was always sitting by himself in the cafeteria with his back brace and Superman cape eating his homemade tuna fish sandwich? I give you Joseph Lieberman. At the weekly Senate Democrat luncheon, Lieberman realized he shouldn't be there when his colleagues began trashing Republican presidential nominee John McCain, whom Lieberman vocally supports. Quote, I just didn't feel it was appropriate for me to be there, said Lieberman. And apparently his colleagues agreed, so before they could taunt him with a brisk round of Joe and John sitting in a tree, he decided to vamoose under his own Joe-mentum.
It's no loss, by the way, missing your lunch at the Senate cafeteria, I can tell you that.
Have you eaten there?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, I suspect Joe Lieberman went out and actually found a restaurant to eat at.
So for those of us who haven't been there, which, you know, what's it like?
It's sort of like Old Country Buffet with bribes.
Paul, a study of 10,000 senior citizens revealed that between old men and old women, old men are significantly more what?
Manly than old women.
I don't think you've been to a nursing home lately.
Yeah.
Where do you go to nursing homes? West Hollywood?
I tell you, the women are pretty...
Old men are more what?
Somewhere up there, Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau are saying, told you so, now get off our lawn.
Grumpier. They're grumpier.
Right.
They're more grumpy. Grumpy
yes,
old men.
They are grumpier.
That's where that title comes from.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, it turns out that grumpy old man is not just a cliche and not just a movie laden with cliches, which, let's face it, really didn't merit a sequel. No, it's also sociological fact. The study, called the English Longitudinal Study of Aging, found that for any marital status, single, divorced, married, or what have you, senior women find more pleasure in life than their male counterparts, tend to get grumpy.
That's because they lived with those old women for all those years.
Yeah. What? Apparently, these results came as no great surprise to early shift waitresses and Cindy McCain.